What in the world is a transfer tax for real estate investing? That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to today's show. When you're done watching, you're going to learn what a transfer tax is. And it's not just for investors. It's something important that you need to know. So at the end of today's video, you will know the ins and outs of a transfer tax. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And in 2017, we decided to leave our day jobs, become full-time real estate investors. We hit financial freedom and we said goodbye to that W-2 job. And now our goal with this show is to help you build financial freedom using cash flow. And the vehicle that we use is buy and hold real estate. We believe it's the number one way to build wealth, buy and hold real estate. So today we're going to talk about a transfer tax. I would hear about the transfer tax from the state of Pennsylvania, because we live in Pennsylvania. We do a lot of business in Pennsylvania, and people often throw out this term, the transfer tax. Does it apply to other states?
Yes, okay. It does. The transfer tax is something that is so different state by state. And the reason we thought you might want to know about it is because if you're teaching yourself to become a real estate investor, oftentimes you might transfer ownership of your real estate from one entity to the next. Now, most people, right, they use the transfer tax when they buy their primary home because the government will levy a tax on the exchange of goods, right? So I own a property, I sell it to you to live in, they're going to charge me a tax for transferring ownership. And the rules are so different. Some states don't charge you at all. Some states have the county charge you and the state doesn't. Some states, like Pennsylvania, unfortunately, has a state tax, a county tax, and a school tax that add up to between 2 and 2.5%, depending on the county. So I was researching this because we wanted to put some properties from one entity to the next for tax reasons and legal protection. And I realized this sucks in certain states, and in certain states, it's relatively painless.
Yeah, we work with a great legal team and estate planning team that warned us about this ahead of time and said, our guy, he said, I learned this the hard way a number of years ago. He said, it cost me personally as an accountant $15,000. I wasn't going to charge the accountant or the client for it. It was my mistake. So I had to pay for that. And he said, I'll never make that mistake again. And that person was doing business in the state of Pennsylvania. And I needed to make sure that when you're transferring ownership, that you're doing it the right way.
Right. So we were looking into purchasing some property. And because we've gone through this, I'd say the wrong way, right? When we started investing as real estate investors, we bought in our personal name. And then we realized, well, that provides us no legal protection. So we started to do it in an LLC. So we had one LLC we had set up in our business, and we just did like every freelance everything. It was like a kitchen sink type LLC, right? Like if you wanted to hire us for a speaking engagement, we'd charge through that LLC. But we also owned real estate, which was dumb, but we had an accountant who was like, well, I only want to file one tax return for you, so just do everything this way. He didn't know about real estate. He specialized in news anchors. So it was the wrong thing to do. So then we went through, we got an actual estate planner that understands real estate investment. And they said, you need to own these in holding companies. And so we started to send up these holding companies. And then we needed to transfer, right, thus the word, ownership from this kitchen sink LLC into the holding company LLC. Now, in certain states where we invest, like Indiana, that's free. They don't charge you anything.
Just to transfer it?
Just to transfer it. Now, there will be like recording fees, right? But that's different. There's not a tax. Whereas in Pennsylvania, like I just described, that's a pretty hefty tax because the city, the state, and the school government wants in on that. So even though it's not an exchange of property by person, I owned it before and I still own it at the end of the day, they're going to charge me for that.
Okay, so let's be clear. It's not just for real estate. If you're an investor in general, this will apply to you.
Yes.
So in the sale of stocks, the sale of bonds, anything like, or the transfer of these items.
Right. Yes, exactly right. So it's the transfer of like a property. Yes. But we're specifically talking about the way the transfer tax is levied on your property.
Today's episode is brought to you by Purple Mattress. Wait till you hear at the end of this ad, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free pillow from them. And I got to tell you, Purple Mattress, there's a lot of different mattress companies out there, and I've tried a lot of them.
Purple Mattress is the best mattress that I've ever bought. We recently just upgraded our bed. We had a queen mattress that we had for a number of years, one of those memory foam mattresses. I used to wake up with a stiff back, stiff neck. And I, you know, you get really hot at night because those memory foam mattresses, you just like, you cook. It's like putting an egg on a frying pan. That's what it feels like. Not with Purple Mattress. I said, I've got to try these things. I've heard so many great results from friends that bought a Purple Mattress. I'm going to try it. It is fantastic. It feels like one of those hotel beds you go to that you never want to leave, you know? That's what it feels like. It's amazing. So we just got a King Purple Mattress, and it's the best mattress I've ever bought, hands down. I will praise them till the cows come home. This is a personal experience on my end, and I'm very particular about my sleep. My wife likes to joke that don't ever wake your, you know, Clayton up. Don't ever wake my husband up because it's like waking a bear. And this mattress is fantastic. You know, I used to wake up all stiff, you know, hot, sweaty. Not anymore. Purple Mattress, this thing is incredible. It's so comfortable. It stays nice and cool at night. And it's different than anything I've ever felt before because the material was actually created by a rocket scientist. That's no joke. They actually created this brand new material developed by an actual rocket scientist. I'm sure you've seen the commercials where they drop a guy that's covered in eggs. They drop him from like 10 feet and the eggs don't break. Because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while you're sleeping and you still feel really comfortable. It's breathable, so it sleeps very cool. It's really, really amazing. And you get a 100-night risk-free trial. So you can try it. I'm telling you what, if you don't like this bed, you can return it. If you're not fully satisfied, you get a full refund. It also has a 10-year warranty. They do free shipping and returns, and they'll even do free home setup for you, and they'll take your old mattress and get rid of it. You are going to love Purple. It's the best mattress I've ever bought. I absolutely love it. My wife thinks it's like heaven sleeping in this bed. Right now, our listeners are going to get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site-wide. So all you have to do to get this, and the only way to get it is just for listeners of this show, you just have to text the word investing, text investing to the phone number 474747. It's super simple. The only way to get this free pillow is to text investing to 474747. That's INVESTING to 474747. Message and data rates may apply. You've got to check out Purple Mattress. I'm telling you what, it's a great gift for the holidays. It's great for you. It will change your sleeping life. Thanks, Purple.
Okay, so let's dive into some more details about it. So you have the state version of the transfer tax. Is there also a federal version of the transfer tax?
In some cases, yes. And this is why you want to have a really solid estate planner, because for me, I go and I research this kind of thing so that I could ask the right questions to the right people. I never research something like this because I think I'm going to be able to figure out how to do it myself.
To do it on your own.
Don't do that, right?
No.
You need the right team around you. In my experience, I feel like that's one of my biggest learning lessons of the year, is that the people you surround yourself are so important. They're your vanguard, and you need to rely on them, and it's worth every penny.
You know, I will say, so my wife, Natalie, is wicked, you know, very smart, probably about as smart as me. She's very, very smart, but I've learned a lot about her in this past couple of years in real estate investing, because she will then go into a situation, we'll be on a conference call with our estate attorney or whatever it is, you know, our accountant, and she'll say, so I was looking into this and I think that it should go this way, right? And they'll say, no, that's only in this situation. Mm-hmm. And she'll go, oh, so as smart as she is, right? They are always going to know more than she is.
Right.
You know, it's hard to believe.
But yes, but you only want to do your homework in preparation for the execution by an actual professional.
Right.
Right.
Like when we have Tom Wheelwright on the show, one of the most brilliant, you know, real estate and tax accountants in the country. Check out our episodes with Tom if you haven't already. You know, he is our CPA, right? His team is our CPA team. And holy smokes, we'll have a list of questions for him. And by the end of the interview, we're like, oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're always blown away
by 10 things that I need to do now, right? So in preparation for deeding my properties over into a different LLC or a trust, perhaps, this is why I went down this rabbit hole, to figure out what transfer tax is. And I felt kind of lame knowing that I invest all over the country. Why is this harder in this state than it is in this state? So I figured it would save our viewers some pain if they understood just how much it varies. Now, you asked about federal tax, mm-hmm. and a lot of times that depends on your estate tax. When you pass something down, it's taxed at the federal level, and that varies a lot by the state that you're passing your estate down into. So again, something you want to be prepared just to ask your tax person about.
We get a lot of great questions on our channel, and you know, people dive deep into these types of things. So I'm trying to think through some of the questions they might already ask about this.
Okay.
So, I mean, you laid out some basics here, but what type of person would need to worry about the transfer tax?
Well, most of the time when you are buying an investment property, it's usual that the seller pays the transfer tax at the closing, right? Because the whole closing process is transferring ownership. But you'll need to ask your title person if that's common where you live. There may be some municipalities where they say, actually, here the buyer usually pays. And that's sort of, that's negotiable, though. You can go to the seller and say, I don't want to pay the transfer tax, even though it's usual. Or the seller maybe could negotiate. This is negotiable. It's just a matter of it needs to be paid.
Right. It needs to be paid by somebody.
Yes.
Now, this is why it's so important up front to know how you are taking title to a property. So if you're like, I'll just put this property in my own name, right? If you've watched our channel for any length of time, you know that's a disaster. Don't ever do that. But I'm going to put title on my own name for this property. I'm going to buy it. And then, you know, my wife and I, later this year, we'll just deed it over to an LLC.
Right.
Okay, great. So now you're going to do that. Now you're going to pay a transfer tax to deed it over to your LLC
depending
in certain situations.
Depending
on the state.
Right. And that can be you can actually go to Staples and get a deed. They have those formal, forms. Have you ever seen them?
Next to the Keurig coffee section at Staples?
In the printable section. Like, I don't think you can print it out on your paper. I think it needs to be one of those carbon type things. But I learned this in real estate school, that you could actually go down to the office supply store and buy a deed and then just write it all out. I don't suggest that. So the title company will charge you, I think the least we've paid for that was $150. It's not a ton, but it's a pain in the butt because think about it especially if it's a rental, right? Because if we owned it ourselves, Clayton and Natalie Morris, and then we put it into holding company LLC, well, now the renter has to pay rent to somebody new, right? You have to get a new checking account. So it's better to just know all of this off the top of your head so that before you get started, so you don't have to correct it later, because we've done that. And it's arduous and it's expensive.
Okay. So let's talk about, should we talk about some of the different states that you've researched and where some of those states? Let's talk about, so Pennsylvania we've talked about. What about, we always hear about like Delaware, mm-hmm. right, where there's no state sales tax. We hear about Florida. So
right.
Can you give us a few examples of differences?
Well, as a general rule, the more affluent the state, the higher the sales tax or the transfer tax.
So California?
California actually doesn't charge a state sales tax. The county does it. And, that is going to vary county by county. Whereas in Delaware, it's 2% of the price. Now, a lot of times this is calculated on the sales price, but if you're deeding it from one entity that you own into another entity that you own, there's no sales price, right? You don't sell it to yourself. That would be a taxable event. So sometimes they will charge you the tax assessed value, which usually is a bit lower than the market price, but still kind of a pain in the butt. So you just want to be aware of that kind of thing.
So you have, when you add up all of these things and you have the state and local taxes, you have the local school,
right.
All of these things, you're adding it up into this one big pile. So
again, that really depends. In Arizona, they charge a $2 fee just to record that deed. Hmm. That's the transfer tax and that's it. So that's easy, right? Whereas Pennsylvania has allowed, the state law allows that the state, the county and the school can charge their own. And I think it's 1% to the state, 0.05% to the school, and 0.05% to the county, which adds up to 2%. In some counties, it's even higher. So then that's a total sum of about 2.5%. It's a lot. Like, that's right. A lot, you know. We actually did do – we had that one property in Pennsylvania, and I found a lawyer who would deed it over into our LLC because we'd gone through all this rigmarole to set up the LLC and the holding company. And the lawyer's like, yeah, but did you know it will cost you $900 to do this? Because the value of the property was relatively low, but it still was 2%. And – you know, he's like, that sucks for you. Are you sure you still want to do it? And I was like, yeah, I do. So I knew it going into that. We had already planned, but we had spent so much money on setting up sort of the holding company. I needed it in this LLC for a reason. So it was just another way that I was kicking myself for not knowing all of this before we got started. But that's why we do this research. We do it the wrong way and you can do it the right way.
How would you like to be able to buy rental real estate with 0% interest? Yes, it can actually happen. And I'm going to tell you how. It's totally amazing, but it actually works. So our partners at Fund and Grow have managed to do this for our clients. They've actually helped raise over $25 million for our clients to buy rental real estate. I'm going to tell you how you can get $500 off the signup fee. You're going to save $500 off your signup fee. That's amazing. Just by visiting our website. Go to the funding tab on our website, morrisinvest.com/funding. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, my last name, morrisinvest.com/funding. And you'll save $500 off your signup fee. So how does this work? All right. So what Fund and Grow has done here, they're magicians. What they'll do is they'll set up business credit cards for you. You might get 4, 5, 6 different credit cards tied to an LLC or a business that they create. They do it all for free. They'll set up the LLC for free. You don't have to worry about that part. You just sign up with them and they'll take care of the rest. And then they'll get you multiple credit cards in that business at 0% interest, because most of these cards have a 0% interest for the first 18 months or a year. Okay. So then you'll pull that money together. So some of our clients will get $70,000, others $110,000. My wife and I, because we did it jointly, got $175,000 to work with that let us buy 3 or 4 rental properties with that money. And then after they're renovated and they're cash flowing with the tenant, you just rinse and repeat. You refinance, pull that money out, and then you pay off the cards. And then Fund and Grow helps you do it all over again. So if you want to do it next year, you can rinse and repeat over and over again. And the best part is they're only going to charge you this money if they get you the money. So when you sign up and you save that $500 off and you go through the process, if they can't get you the money for some odd reason, then you don't pay for it. It's that simple. And they do an amazing job of making everything so smooth. So we just had 2 clients last week that closed on 2 different properties, totally unrelated human beings. They don't know each other. And they bought properties using the Fund and Grow process. And they were closed, super simple. Everything was handled properly. The title company, super smooth sailing. And now they own a cash flowing piece of property that is adding to their net worth. And they have 0% interest on the back end on these credit cards. It's amazing. And it works. So to get $500 off, it's the only way you can get it, is to visit our website today at morrisinvest.com/funding. Check them out, talk to them on the phone, and I guarantee you are going to be blown away. Thanks, Fund and Grow.
So a few more questions on this and we'll wrap it up, which is when you talk about what the calculation of the transfer tax, you mentioned some of it based on some assessed value, but do we know exactly how the transfer tax is calculated if someone wants to figure this out in their formula?
Well, yes. If you are buying the property, the sales price will determine the percentage that they're going to take, a 2% of the sales price.
But now if you're deeding it to yourself, it could be price. The tax assessed value.
The assessed value.
Okay.
Right.
Now, good news is the assessed value is often way lower.
Usually, yeah. Usually that's fine. And sometimes you can even contest it if you were going to go, you know, through all of that. If you own the property, you might as well contest the value, because then your taxes are lower. If you really feel strongly about it, depends how you want to use your time and energy.
So here's a dumb question we can get out of here on this. Where does this money go? Like, who is this going to? The federal government? Where is going to some parts of the state? Is it going to fix highways? What is it going to?
It really varies. In some places, it's going straight into the state's coffers. In some places where the state doesn't touch it and it's just a county tax, then the county puts it in its government funds. But in some places, it actually does go towards environmental causes, like conservation efforts for the local county. So you might want to look that up and If that's the case, you can at least feel better about that.
Right. If it's protecting that lake that you take your boy fishing on.
Right.
You know, okay. That could be a good thing. All right. Yeah. We'd love to hear your feedback. Any further questions? We could even do a more advanced version of this show. So if you have some more technical questions, we can pull your questions and do an even more advanced version of the transfer tax or taxes in general, or deeding or LLC structure, anything around that. Please let us know in the comments section. We'll look at your feedback as we always do. So thank you so much for subscribing. If you haven't already done it, please head over to our website and download our freedom cheat sheet. It's the number that will help you figure out how many pieces of real estate will it take for you to be financially free. You can click on the box. It's totally free. It's 3 pages, and you can sit down and figure all of that out. So until next time, everyone, go out there, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.